Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Breakfast has been called the most important meal, but is that science or is it marketing? Because, of course, we have to be quite skeptical. You know, some of our cereals with all of those added iron and vitamin. Anyway, I remember those. We do have to be a little bit careful about the marketing and really try and understand what the latest research is showing us. Today, we are joined by dietitian Elske Rich from the Association for Dietetics in South Africa to separate the fact from the fad. Is breakfast really so important? A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Let's start with the basics. Is breakfast as important as we've been told it is?
Good morning, everybody. Yes, so actually breakfast is what sets up the rest of our day, and I'm sure this is something that we have all heard before. But the reason why breakfast is so important is that obviously through the night your body hasn't received any new energy, or specifically glucose, which is the sugar component that the brain uses for energy. And that is why most of the time breakfast foods are very starch-based when mm-hmm. you think about cereals or bread or all of those types of things, because they directly give glucose to the brain when they are broken down. And up to about 80% of the energy that the brain needs comes from this glucose. So we know that fruits have fructose, which is a different type of sugar, which is also good for the brain. But for this reason, it's needed to wake up the brain and make sure that we have energy to start the day. Important with this as well is obviously drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that a lot of us start our day with coffee, and that actually dehydrates your body a little bit. So even if we can drink a glass of water in the morning first thing and then coffee a little bit later, mm-hmm. that will already have improved benefits.
What is the ideal breakfast?
So like I said, you want something that has enough energy, but also something that's going to sustain you for a certain period of time. So for that, we are looking at things that are quite high in fiber, whether that be soluble or insoluble fiber. So I'm thinking of something like homemade oats. I'm thinking of something like maybe all bran cereal with a fruit, things like that, that really give you more fiber, because that's also gut healthy. But at the end of the day, it's something easy and accessible as well.
Yeah, it is. When we do the morning show, my day starts at 4 o'clock in the morning, and by 4:30, I have a bowl of oats, and I do find it is a very, very powerful way to start the day, and it sustains me for a very, very reasonable period. And it's not Definitely. Difficult to make. It's 3 minutes in the microwave.
Yes.
Should we be adding protein to our oats, to our breakfast that we kick off our day with?
When we look at protein, it's important about focusing on the type of protein. So protein and healthy fats can definitely also help keep us fuller for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, if I think about breakfast proteins, we must try to stay away from processed proteins. So Viennas and things like that.
Mm.
But then also looking at the fat content in things like bacon. So definitely bacon is not the devil. We can have it once or twice a week, but it shouldn't be something that we have every morning. So a good breakfast protein is obviously eggs, that a lot of people enjoy for breakfast. And luckily for us now, new studies have shown that the cholesterol that is in eggs doesn't add to overall cholesterol, and it's actually different. So having an egg in the morning with your cereal or on a piece of whole wheat bread is not a bad idea either. And then in terms of healthy fats, we know that lots of people also love avocado in the morning. And then besides that, we can always add some peanut butter to our oats or even a smoothie in order to then enrich it with even more protein.
What about protein powders? What about adding a protein powder scoop to your oats or to your cereal in the morning?
That's kind of determined by the individual's goals. So when we look at protein intake, if you are someone who's going to exercise in the morning or you're maybe having breakfast after exercising, adding protein can definitely help in order to recover your muscles and even build some newer muscles. But at the end of the day, if we look at your overall protein intake for the day, it's not necessary that at breakfast we already add a scoop of protein powder. Yes, but if it is something or someone who's training a lot and their protein intake must be supplemented, then it can be something we can look into with the help of a dietitian.
I'm going to let you answer this question from Mark because... Oh dear. Mark says, I buy samosas every morning. Is that good for you for breakfast?
So we all know that samosas at the end of the day are a fried food. And then also that the pastry is made of simple carbs. So when they are broken down, it gives the body sugar, which is good for the brain, but there's no added fiber. So it can actually make your blood sugar spike and then lead to a bit of crash that we talk about before you get to your next meal. So at the end of the day, that fried food, along with the sugar with no fiber, is actually not beneficial. And in the long term, it can harm heart health.
I think it's a very, very nice way of saying, hell no, Mark. Please don't. Please drop that samosa habit. You know what? You can have it maybe once a week as a treat somewhere. Yeah. But it's probably not the smartest idea. What about intermittent fasting? Because according to my social media, that's really the only answer to everything.
Yes, so it's definitely a type of diet pattern that has gotten a lot of attention, especially over the last 5 years. And once again with this, we need to look at the whole individual. So if it's someone who is struggling with maybe insulin resistance or that have like problems with their thyroid, then I definitely would not recommend intermittent fasting as it does affect your metabolism and the way forward. So if it's someone who needs the discipline or who would benefit from it, then by all means. But it's the same as all the other diets and things that we have heard about, that it's not a one size fits all. So at the end of the day, there could be a place for it if it's done correctly. But there are also lots of negatives that when people just do it because they want to lose weight, it can actually negatively affect the kidneys and your heart in the long run.
So the answer here, I would imagine, is just make sure you do it under supervision and that you get the right guidance to make those types of decisions.
Yes, definitely. And luckily on the ATSA website, we have a function where you can find a dietitian in your area.
Oh, that's amazing. What is the website address there?
Go to ADSA.co.za, and then there will be a tab that says find a dietitian, and then they will find a dietitian in your area.
That's brilliant.
So at the end of the day, help is not far away, and lots of dietitians also offer online consultations now if you are unable
to go. Which also makes it so much more convenient. Thank you for that. Yes. Elske Rich is from the Association for Dietetics in South Africa. That's ADSA, adsa.co.za. And we wanted to chat to her just to separate a little bit of the fact from the fiction. If you are looking for a dietitian, a registered dietitian, just go on to the website and they can, that you'll be able to find what you are looking for there.